Imagine you're riding a wave, your feet planted on a smooth surfboard, as the ocean lifts you and carries you toward the shore. The breeze smells like salt and flowers, and the sun sparkles on the water all around you. You're surfing off the coast of Maui, one of the Hawaiian islands in the Pacific Ocean. As the wave rolls forward, you glide along its side, laughing with joy as the board slides across the surface. The sea is warm, the sky is blue, and everything feels alive. After your ride, you paddle back to the beach and step onto the sand. It's soft and golden, warmed by the sun. Gentle waves lap at your ankles. You shake the salt water from your hair and walk slowly along the shore. The ocean stretches to the horizon, deep and blue. And behind you, green mountains rise up like a giant sloping shoulders. This is a place where land, sea, and sky meet in perfect harmony. As you walk along the beach, you notice smooth black rocks scattered among the sand. These are volcanic stones, reminders of how Maui and the other Hawaiian islands were formed millions of years ago. Deep beneath the ocean, a hot spot of molten rock once bubbled up, creating volcano after volcano. Over time, those volcanoes built the islands we see today. Maui was formed from two volcanoes that eventually connected. One of them, Haleakala, still stands tall on the eastern side of the island, its slopes stretching all the way to the sea. The Hawaiian people tell their own story about how the islands were made. According to legend, the demigod Maui used his magic fishhook to pull the islands up from the ocean floor. He's also said to have lassoed the sun from the top of Haleakala to slow it down, giving people more time in the day. Whether you listen to science or story or both, it's easy to see that Maui is a place of power, beauty, and deep meaning. You leave the beach and follow a trail inland, your bare feet brushing through soft grass and warm earth. Soon the ground begins to rise and tall cliffs surround you. You've entered Zhao Valley, a lush, narrow valley tucked into the mountains of central Maui. It's quiet here, except for the sound of birds calling from the trees and the gentle rush of water flowing through the valley floor. The air in the valley is cooler and damp, filled with the scent of flowers, wet leaves, and fresh rain. Bright green ferns grow everywhere, and vines twist around the trunks of tall trees. Some trees have smooth bark and long, drooping leaves. Others, like koa and ohia, are found only in Hawaii. The whole valley feels like a green cathedral, tall, peaceful, and full of life. A small stream winds through the valley, its water clear and cold. You step carefully over rocks, watching fish flicker beneath the surface. These are Hawaiian gobies, little fish that climb waterfalls with their suction cup mouths. Overhead, a Hawaiian honey creeper, a small, colorful bird, flits from branch to branch, sipping nectar from red blossoms. The honey creepers come in many shapes and colors, and they're found only in these islands. As you follow the stream, you hear the sound of falling water. Soon, you reach a waterfall, tumbling down the cliffside like silver ribbon. The water splashes into a shallow pool, cool and clear. You dip your fingers in and feel how fresh it is, rain that fell just hours ago, now rushing down the mountain and back to the sea. Tiny frogs chirp from the rocks nearby and dragonflies buzz in the sunlight. The air sparkles with mist. You look up and see the sharp peak of the Au Needle, a tall, narrow ridge covered in green. Long ago, this was a place of great importance for Hawaiian chiefs, and battles were once fought in this valley. Today, it's quiet and still, a place to remember, to breathe, and to listen. You sit on a rock and watch the clouds drift past the cliffs, thinking about how old and powerful this land is. Leaving the valley, you walk through a grove of banana trees and spot a mongoose darting across the trail. These small animals were brought to the islands long ago and are often seen near forests and roads. You also spot a Hawaiian nene, the state bird of Hawaii. It's a type of goose with soft brown feathers and a gentle call. Once very rare, but now slowly returning to the land through conservation. You follow a new path back toward the coast, passing wildflowers in red, yellow, and purple. Butterflies dance from petal to petal. Along the way, you see old stone walls, remains of ancient Hawaiian loai, or farming terraces, where taro was once grown. The taro plant is a heart-shaped, leafy green that grows in wet soil and is an important part of Hawaiian food and culture. Everything in this land is tied together: water, plants, animals, and people. You reach the beach again as the sun begins to lower in the sky. The light turns golden and the waves shimmer. You step into the water one last time, letting the ocean swirl around your ankles. A sea turtle swims nearby, its smooth shell gliding just below the surface. It lifts its head to breathe, then slowly dips back into the blue. In Hawaiian culture, the turtle, or hanu, is a symbol of wisdom and protection. You wait a little farther and see small fish darting through coral. Some are yellow, some striped, some electric blue. The reef is full of life, like a city under the sea. Coral in Hawaii is alive. It grows slowly, forming homes for fish, crabs, eels, and even tiny shrimp. You float for a while, watching the underwater world move gently with the current. As the sun begins to set, you climb onto a rock and watch the horizon. The sky turns orange, then pink, then deep purple. The waves whisper against the shore. In the distance, you see the shape of Molokai across the channel, another Hawaiian island resting in the sea. The stars begin to peek out overhead, and the warm breeze carries the scent of plumeria and ocean spray. You think back on your day, surfing with the wind, walking through ancient valleys, touching waterfalls, and listening to birds. Maui is full of wildness and peace, story and science, history and wonder. Every trail, every wave, and every stone has something to share. The land welcomes you with quiet beauty, and the sea carries your thoughts out into the world. We hope you enjoyed exploring Maui. Be sure to tune in next week for a new adventure.